things like, God, you said you'd never leave me nor forsake. Mm-hmm. You know, just start saying little things like, and the second,
calling his word.
Amen. The second thing is continuously talk to the Lord throughout the whole day. So, Lord, I'm sitting here. What you think about this I'm reading, Lord? Can you kind of open that up to me? I mean, just talking in conversation. Because he's the reason we have to practice it, because he's invisible.
Yes.
We don't see him. Like if...
We see you.
Yeah, and if I was around y'all, I'd be just talking, you know, all day. You know, But he's not that way, so you have to practice it.
Yeah.
I mean, you have to continuously... Well, Lord, what you think about this? Lord, what you think about when, God, what do you want? I mean, just continuously talking.
Yeah.
Jesus said Jesus practiced the presence of God. He demonstrated to. He said, I only do what I hear and see my fathers do. I mean, and he constantly talked with him in his presence. So we see that if we just constantly hold a conversation like that person, like he's really in the room with us, like he's really with us, constantly talking to him, asking questions, just say, Lord, which way should I go? How should I do this? You know, and just constantly. And Brother Lawrence said that made him more aware of the presence of God because he kept in conversation. I don't know if any of y'all know John G. Lakes.
Yeah.
He was a man of God that his daughter, when she was interviewed after he died, and you know, someone wanted to know what was he like, and she said, we used to think Daddy had an imaginary friend because he was always talking to somebody. You know, when we grow up with our imagination, you know, as children, you know, we imagine, you know, imaginary friend. But when you're grown and you're cheering, think, Daddy got an imaginary friend, you know.
Thank you, Lord. Mom, why are you saying that? What's going on?
What's going on?
Just saying thank you, Lord.
Yeah. No, I'm just saying. But he would continue. She said, he would get up in the morning and tell, what you think about this, Lord? I mean, he wouldn't say, he would just be talking, just in conversation. And they're like, we don't see nobody. You know, we don't see a person. But he had continuously talked. Now, what you want me to do about what you say? And they thought, Daddy got an imaginary friend or something going on here. But that is practicing the presence of God. Brother Lawrence got this down to a T. And so people had to write books about him, you know. He had practicing the presence of God so down. And when he would be in a monk, they had to pray at a certain time. And he was saying he really didn't, he just only went to prayer because, you know, that was what they did. He said, because he talked to God every minute, you know, even when he was doing his job. I told you, he did it. He said everything he did was governed by love, the love for God. It was governed, everything he did. He started practicing the presence. And we see that he began to, he said his life just went to a different level of living. Because he practiced that in everything he said and in everything. He practiced like God was in the room.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes we act like God is not in the room. I mean, we get them temper tantrums and we say little things and, you know, we forget he's in the room.
He sees, he hears.
Huh?
He sees, he hears us and knows.
He's in the room. He's there. He's present. And sometimes we forget that he's present through our behavior. And it's okay. You just say, okay, God, now I'm sorry. I know you're here, and I shouldn't have done that. Now help me do better.
Thank you, Lord.
Merciful High Priest, help me do better. I mean, just repent. Just know, say, Lord, I know you hear. I know you heard me. And what I did wasn't quite like you would have done it. Mm-hmm. Now help me. And aim not to do it that way again.
Yeah.
But his presence for our help. You know, worship, we think. You know, one person was saying, does God has an ego problem that we just have to just tell him how great he is and all this and all, you know? But he does not have a problem that way. What he does, he have a love. See, worship help you.
Yeah.
He's trying to help you.
Yeah.
Worship really helps you.
Yeah.
We thinking it's helping God, telling him how great, oh, you're great God. Worthy is the Lord. Oh, you're, but it really helps you.
Amen.
It really helps you. So don't forget that. Don't think it's just helping God. It's helping you too. You're changing. He said, that's how we go from glory to glory.
And it's the truth. It's the absolute truth. That he is worthy of worship and we should praise and glorify him. That's truth.
That's true. But it's also helping you too.
Almost definitely.
It's helping you more than it helping him. Because, hey, he don't have no problem. He knew exactly who he is. He knows who he is and all that. And now he's trying to tell you who he is, who you are. And it helps you when you get in his presence because you change.
It also kind of increases your love as you praise and get to know him.
It increases your love.
As you get to know David or every man or women, you love him more, right?
Uh-huh.
And that, you get
that's good. That's good. It increases your love.
Yes.
Well, see, that's what... Brother Lawrence said he did everything. He was governed by love on everything that he did.
Mm-hmm.
The love for the Lord and the love for... So let's practice the presence of God.
Amen.
We won't get in a whole lot of trouble we get into if we learn how to practice the presence of God.
Mm-hmm.
You know, sometimes God tell you, okay, Sister Mary, too much mouth.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you just want to say what you want to say. You want to get it out. But you need to practice the prayer. He'll help you get it out right.
Yeah.
Amen.
He'll help you get it out in love.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not in just, hey, I got to tell them what I think.
Yeah.
They got to know what I think. I got to give them a piece of my mind. But God wants you to give a piece of his mind to them.
Yeah.
Huh? So let's practice. I'm way out of time. Come on up, Apostle. But practicing the presence of God, I gave you some how-tos. How to do it. Because that's very important. I just don't like to tell y'all to do something and not tell you how.
I love it. Thank you, Lord.
You know, this is good. It's just good to be here.
Amen. You know, Thurston, you do it all the time.
Yeah.
Your phone. Bad area.
I like to. He showed me something about time. Time is going to happen no matter what. And the faster you get on board with whatever he's doing, you can harness time better. You can use time as an advantage. If it's just like the faster a person gets saved and start doing right, they'll create more. Their works will be towards God and. They'll develop more spiritual wealth on their life than spiritual debt. Because the laws are so, and you know, it makes everything better for what you're trying to do. And when the Lord answers you, sometimes it's so wonderful. You just want to worship him more. And I get excited when I ask him a hard question because I know I'm going to get my answer. And It's always wonderful. It's like Mary said, being aware of the presence of the Lord. Now he can reveal his presence and conceal his presence. He can cause you to feel like he's gone, but he's right there.
But why he does that?
And you know to
let me ask you a question. Why does he do that sometimes?
To help us to
to seek him more.
Yeah.
Seek him.
Mm-hmm.
To seek after.
Yeah.
You know, to seek him. You know, he's right there, but he wants you to seek him. Mm-hmm.
The only time we receive from him is when we're seeking him. Mm-hmm. When you're looking for it, you're definitely going to receive the answer.
Amen.
But if it's neither here or there to you, you can hear the answer and not capture it. And the Lord, he'll, you know, how I talk about sometimes how he come to me saying something. Sometimes he do this, I'm concentrating, I'm at work, concentrating on something, and he give me a thought. I say, wow. But my concentration was already set. And I say, Lord, what was that? Give it back. and I can't remember right then, but it always come back. So what I said, next time he do that, I'm going to capture it. I'm going to stop and just, you know, that's a discipline. You know, your love makes the difference. And being aware.
That's a very good word you put out, discipline. Mm-hmm. That's very important in practicing the present word. You have to discipline yourself to do that. Because it's not going to come automatic. Because the flesh is not going to let it come automatic.
You know, when you're in his presence, you understand things spiritually that you normally won't understand.
Can I say?
Yeah.
This is something that I, you know, when you practice the presence of God, you do get revelation.
Uh-huh.
You get new downloads. You can see things. Things look. You can do things quicker.
Yeah.
Faster because
it's more fulfilling days.
You see more of Him. You know. That's how Jesus was to operate even in a greater anointing because he practiced the presence of his Father. He knew you just know things. And you can do things in a greater way.
Yeah.
When you just really practice his presence.
Yeah.
And see, we thought practicing his presence, some folks think practice presence is the jumping and the shouting. And that is, that has its place.
Uh-huh.
You know, somebody said, you can't stay in his presence 24
yes,
hours.
You can't.
I mean, you'll give out jumping and shouting. And
you hate the jumping.
It's what Brother Lawrence taught you. He was washing dishes, and he said he hated at first washing dishes until he started practicing the presence of God.
Yeah.
He said, Lord, you know, I'm doing this for your glory, I know you're here with me as I wash. And he said he just got the love in washing dishes.
Yeah.
So different to him because he turned it into something different.
That's what, when I worked at the grocery store, I was telling my wife, I said, I hated that job. Mm-hmm. But I worked it as under God. I got saved at that grocery store.
Amen.
And when I started working as under God, the day went by. And I was able to, especially if it was a snowstorm or something, and people were coming in, they were trying to get their shopping done because they didn't want to get snowed in. I felt good that I was able to help people. And that took the edge off. I didn't like that job. I wanted to be a mechanic. I couldn't wait to finish school and start working on cars. I didn't want to work at the grocery store, but the love made the difference. When you're in this presence, you can live in this presence. I didn't know that you could. Nobody taught me that you could do that. I was in this presence at church one day, and I said, Lord, I want to live in your presence all the time, and be aware of it. You know, and Elton Lewis said, well, you got to come off the mountain. You got to go back in the valley. I said, no, it's just a way to
see,
do
they,
this.
They come back to jumping.
Yeah.
Practicing the presence of God is not the jumping and the shouting. Oh, that's good. It has its place.
Yes.
You know, but that the presence of God is more deeper than that.
It's the relationship.
It's fellowshipping with Him.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Relationship and fellowshipping with Him throughout the day. And whatever you do.
Yeah.
If you're cooking, stirring this, you know, I just say, Lord, I stir this unto you, Lord. I'm changing this dirty diaper with Jesus.
Everything.
Know, it's just practicing the presence of God.
Yeah.
It's not all about the jumping and the shouting and the hollering and all that's good. It has its place. Mm-hmm. That's rejoicing in the Lord, and that's good. Mm-hmm. He wants us to do it. Let's not take away from that.
Because
we got to put all this together.
Yeah. And your everyday love carries so much weight.
Ooh.
Ooh. It carries so much weight.
Repeat that again.
Your everyday love, it carries so much weight. Some of the hardest.
Repeat it again.
Your everyday love carries so much weight. And it gets
say it one more time.
Your everyday love towards others, it carries so much weight. You'll think people are not listening, paying attention, but they are. And the Lord can do something.
Jesus.
You know how I said the Lord think of everything. And the reason sometimes he explained things for me, you know. He told me something about the revelation. I understood this by the Spirit, but I didn't really dig in and ask him to show me all about it. I understood the concept. And he was saying that the revelation that he give people, judgment falls on people who hold the truth in unrighteousness. We know that. So when the Lord, the revelation that he's given people through his ministers all over the world, there it's resonating. But it also causes people to be judgeable. So much revelation go forth and people not faithful with it, they know better, but they're not making the adjustments. They're not repenting where they should. When you love people, no matter what, you're giving people light so that they can make a sober decision. Amen. Everything that's all of God's word does the same thing he does. His word is his will. The Lord is a divider. He divides the sheep from the goat. Mm-hmm. Light from the dark. When we first met him, he said, "Let there be light." And he divided the light from the darkness. Well, the word does the same thing. So all the revelation that goes forth causes people to be judgeable. And then Henry Gruber came back and he said, and then my heart went right back to what the Lord had given me. The day that the rapture happened is strategic. He was saying so much revelation has gone forth and people have been growing, but the world is pushing back. And he's going to come back before the world. You know, if evil continues, people, the love of many will grow cold. When that happens, they're not faithful. So he's going to come back before it gets too bad. But he's going to use his people who love him to, you know, that's the front line of defense. The people who walk in the glory of God, the people who practice the presence of the Lord, like Mary saying, the people who receive his word and do it, no matter what happens, no matter what the world do, they're going to always be the world. But you love them anyway. And it gives people the chance to see God in you. They will know that what you're doing is not from around here. They'll know that it's the Lord. And as the revelation go forth, your kindness, your love, the works that you do, everything you do for the Lord counts. And I used to say, "Lord, I feel so goofy sometimes. Sometimes I just mess things up." But there's a bonus to being goofy. Satan, when he was Lucifer, he wanted to be the supreme being. He wanted to be supreme. And he can't defeat me. And I'm goofy. So, you know, I miss it. Things that, you know, get by me. I don't win it, but I can defeat it. No matter what is not, there are things that are. They came from the Lord. Mm-hmm. And the Lord can take a person that's goofy and do a mighty work. He can cause us to do great works in him. No matter what, sometimes it's one act that you do or one statement you make that just makes the difference. Just like with Esther, when she married the king, she saved when she married the king Ahasuerus, she stopped the genocide, you know. Because she was steadfast in the Lord and unmovable, and she abounded in every way, and she did that one thing that made the difference. So when everything that God, you know, our everyday kindness carry more weight. And I said, Lord, sometimes when I minister, I would try to minister every revelation God gave me in that week, you know. And then, but I always had about 15 or 20 minutes. I never had the time to, you know, 45 an hour. There were very few times I ministered for 45 minutes. And most of the time it was cut in half for 30 minutes. And I would endeavor to give all the things God gave me, and I would give a portion of it. And I felt like a failure. And I said, Lord, I failed you this time. He said, no, you did my will. I said, how can you say that? I didn't even give him this point and that point. And he said, you did what I wanted you to do. And that kept happening. And he said, that he showed me later on that while you were on the subject, I taught you things you needed. My heart was in that vein of reception. And so I taught you things you need. And by the Holy Spirit, he caused me to say what the people need. So I started judging things more like he does. I said, well, Lord, I started trusting whatever he do. Because if we're focused on him, we can do things we normally couldn't do. It doesn't matter what's not. And I'm not, you know, some people, they have no problem getting healed. They have no problem believing God for finances. It's like sweatless effort to them. And then, you know, you have your strong points and then things you just have to work on. The just shall live by his faith. Some things I have to go and find the word and develop my faith for it, just like anybody would. On one of the broadcasts, I said, I'm not an apostle that happened to be a Christian. I'm a Christian that happened to be an apostle. God called me to do that. But I'm a Christian first. And the just shall live by his faith. So everything that I do, I have to believe God for. And if I believe him for it, I can have it. If I don't, then I gotta receive his word and enforce Satan's defeat in that area. And it works. The battles you win, you know, you're happy about that. The ones you lose, nothing's lost. Whatever you didn't know, time will happen. You can learn it, and you'll win anyway. But the presence of the Lord makes the difference. And whatever he bring to me, I put that on the top shelf and run with it. But we're out of time. We'll get to the Holy Spirit book next week. I was going to talk about the glory too, but I guess we did. But his presence is right here with us. He's going to always, he don't change. And as when we receive from him, it's just you. Every time he teaches me one thing, it makes me want to ask more questions. And I love to ask him questions, and I love for others to do it too. I like to hear what he say, because everybody's going to learn something from the Lord, and it's all unique. It's good. But when, you know, he think of everything, and sometimes you can't go by appearance. You have to go by the Holy Spirit. Appearance is faulty. He told me when the rapture happens, he said, I got everybody in the shop. I said, it don't look like it. I said, everybody, seriously? He said it more than once. It don't look like it. But God judges the heart. And I thank him for it. You know, he loves us. All right, we'll close. Dear Lord, I thank you for your word, and I thank you for your presence. Lord, help us to go forward in you. By your spirit, we can do things we normally couldn't do. Help us to live by your spirit, aware of your presence, and operate in your glory until Jesus comes. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Amen. Amen.